decades of tradition, thousands of lights, and one message older than time. Sydney, long before the first flick of a switch each December, the Michael family begins the weeks-long task of transforming their home into a tribute to faith, family, and the birth of Christ. For 20 years, the family has carried on this tradition, each year painstakingly unpacking decorations from storage, and then rebuilding and expanding their celebration to Christmas. Started out very closed off, so it was more like a display that wasn't very interactive. But over the years, by a walk-through tunnel and having the inside of the house open like a window to the public, more people get involved, said Sylvana Michael, daughter of the family, in an interview with the Epoch Times. Years ago, there were many pieces of the puzzle missing. Now it feels like you're actually walking through a village, she says. The theme is like a magic wonderland for Santa, bringing the North Pole here to experience the magic of Christmas, Sylvana says, but notes that at the center is the birth of Jesus Christ. I base everything around the birth of Jesus, and want to make it out like the village is celebrating his birth, so I always stick to the core, which is Jesus' birth, and then bring the village around that as a celebration. Sylvana's mother, Carmela, says the effort is worth it when she sees the faces of young children visiting their display. When you come at night and you see the children's face, she tells the Epoch Times. Because all my children are grown up, so I've got grandchildren. For them, when they come like, wow, especially when they see the window, Carmela said, smiling. Sylvana says that while some families spend big on Christmas gifts, hers spend on decorations. Some people go on holidays and use their spare money on holidays, or they treat themselves to a big gift at the end of the year, like a present for their hard work. My parents' response is to splurge on Christmas decorations, added Sylvana. The family is now also involved in fundraising. We saw that there were so many people that were interested, we thought, why not put it towards a good cause? Creating an environment to enjoy the moment. And the Michael family isn't the only one fundraising. Mike, another house owner in Sydney's Hills District, a hotbed for Christmas light decorating, says he's been doing it for around 30 years. I spend pretty much full weekends doing it in a month, he told the Epoch Times. I used to suffer from leukemia, so I raised money for the Leukemia Foundation. I've been doing that now for about 10 to 15 years. Mike, who works in electronics, does a lot of the work himself to save the cost. We're all busy every day. Life moves very, very quickly, he said. I try to create an environment where you can just forget about the day and just enjoy the moment, and that's pretty much my main drive. While Mike also did the decorations for his children when they were young, but now does it more for the social aspect. For the kids, it's to bring them joy. I like seeing kids' faces, he said. But it's mainly just to have people stop, take their kids out of their house. Come for a dry 5 minutes. Have a look. Go just to help break up the day, the busy day. For John Burns, at 15, Helmsley Grove in Castle Hill, it's about spreading love and joy. It's Christmas. You can't do it at Christmas and spread a little love and joy, when should you? Said John Burns from 15, Helmsley Grove, Castle Hill. They love it. It's all about the children. Christmas is all about the kids. A reminder that Christmas is more than gifts and feasts. For another resident, Laurel Wenceslas, his lights are aimed at reminding people about the spiritual meaning behind Christmas. That's why we have the nativity scene in the middle, and then there's the angels, just to point out that there's something above the material aspect of Christmas. This is spiritual aspect of it, says Laurel Wenceslas, the owner of 8, Pevensey Street, Castle Hill. It's just in the spirit of the season. It's a celebratory season, for the Christian aspect in particular, he told the Epoch Times. So just to highlight it, makes it special. And I guess the effort here is an appreciation as well of how we were during the year. Epoch Times Sydney staff contributed to this report.